You're listening to episode 139, November 2nd, 2020. Join me, animal naturopath Dr. Kim Bloomer, host of the Doggone Truth podcast, where I don't whitewash, I just speak the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God. It's natural, it's raw, it's the bomb of five truth. Can you dig it? If you really want to dig in, then go to www.doggonetruth.club. Hello, I'm Dr. Kim. I'm your host, and this week we're going to veer away from the book and go into a short story about my puppy, Ezra, my Carolina dog. And I know that as you're listening to this, tomorrow is the election, and that, wow, some interesting things going down in our country. So I'm just praying for your blessing and protection over you. So I thank you, God, for that. And I pray that you will share this with anyone you think it may be of benefit to. All right, so let's get into this topic. Ezra is always a pretty big topic for me. Well, when we got Ezra, it was in September of 2019. So it's hard to believe. I mean, that just, and we got him right on the weekend that it was Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year. Been quite a year. It was the year 5780 on the Hebraic calendar. And 2020, and we all know what that's been like when 2020 came around, and now we're in the year 5781 on the Hebraic calendar. So it's interesting that so many things are lining up, and so many things have happened in this past year. Some I think a lot of us would like to forget. Well, going back to Ezra, he was 9 weeks of age. I think maybe 9.5 weeks of age when we got him, and little did we know how drastically he was going to change our lives. And then the world changed too, as I said. I've danced around with all my previous dogs, but not with Ezra. So this topic is about dancing with dogs. Kind of. Well, yeah, sort of. You'll see. Let me back up a bit before I go into the dancing any further. I've learned some things about Ezra that I don't really want to share publicly just because it wouldn't change anything. And the truth is, even though he was naturally reared, his dam wasn't until she was 8 weeks old. Now you might think, well, okay, that's not a big deal. I mean, at least she was switched. At least she was switched to natural rearing at that young age. And I would agree with that. However, in the reality of it all, it's not enough these days, as you'll see, especially in light of how the focus has been completely turned to health these days. I really don't think we understand at all the difference. I would like to just add in here, had we followed Antoine Beauchamp instead of Louis Pasteur would be a quite a different world. And I've shared a quote by him a lot of times. And I think what I'll do this time is just link to the whole article on pleomorphism. It's a basic understanding of pleomorphism and what really is going on in the body so that you can read that article yourself and get the understanding of the difference between the terrain versus the germ. And I'll just add here really quickly that we have more viruses, and viruses are not what people think they are, and it's not something we catch. But anyway, bacteria, fungi, all kinds of things, more than we have cells all around on us. You look under a microscope and you would see some interesting things on your body. Yeah, for sure. So they're all around us. There's a whole microbiome in us and around us. So yeah, there's a really good meme going around that shows two goldfish, and they're side by side. And in one goldfish, the water's real dirty. And in the other goldfish, the water is clean. And they're showing the difference between the germ theory is they said you would treat the fish in the dirty water. But in the other picture, they say the way Beauchamp looked at it is you clean the water. You replace the dirty water with clean water. So that's that thinking. So even though Ezra was naturally reared, there are things that were passed on in his DNA because of being coming from a conventionally reared background in his genetics, which is really epigenetics, E-P-I genetics. Knowing that, when you go and look at that, the scientists have even in more recent years, in quantum science have found out that our memories are passed on and the damage to our DNA is passed on. So that's really what the issue is, more than our own DNA. And in fact, our DNA is 95% changeable according to our environment. What we eat, what we drink, what we think about, what we listen to, what we watch, all of that affects us and can change our health or wellness. Only 5% is fixed. They used to think that 95% of our DNA was junk DNA. That's crazy. Finding out even the words we use, what we think, and then what we speak matters. Dr. Emoto has proved that. I have information on my classes on that. And it's even in scripture where it says, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. We're not talking about the mind, where the will, where the soul is, which is the mind, will, and emotions, but the spirit, which is the heart. And heart math is something you can look up, and that has taught us that it's like two separate brains. We have a heart and we have our brain, and two different thinking. That's why they've said things about when people have had heart transplants, where they feel like a different person when they get this heart transplant, not just because they feel better, healthier, but because other things came with that heart memory into them. Isn't that interesting? You can look all this stuff up, you guys, you know. And like I say in my class, Tune Into God's Voice, I put a lot of this information in there. Anyway, going back to Ezra, because his dam wasn't switched until he was 8 weeks old, there was some stuff going on in him, and has been. And I've alluded to that in a lot of these podcasts, whether they're allegory or actual. And this one today is actual, not allegory. Well, a colleague and very good friend of mine, Sarah Regan, she was our equine instructor at our former school in animal naturopathy. And she's what's called a Heilkunst practitioner. She's guiding and helping me with Ezra. Heilkunst is a form of homeopathy, but not classical. She is helping me. And you might say, well, why would you need help? Well, you know, veterinarians seek out help from their colleagues too. I seek out help from veterinarians who are friends, also my colleagues. Because when it's your animal, you're often too close to it. And a lot of times our emotions, our situation is what is contributing to the ill health of that animal. And I'll talk about that. Anyway, so what she said, the way Sarah explained it to me, and I'll have a link to her too if you'd like to get some help. And I would highly recommend her for any kind of homeopathic help. She said that she is convinced that the epigenetic damage that is passed on in dogs, with them being the closest animal to humans, the one animal that has been proved to be so close to us that they're called our best friend for a reason, even though some might say otherwise, that the damage in them is worse when it's in the dam rather than the sire, even though that contributes. So while all of our dogs have damage these days passed on after generations of feeding them kibble and vaccinating them ad nauseum, if we stop both of those things for several generations, they can recover. If we went back to nature for their care entirely, meaning model that rather than what we're currently doing in the conventional model, I believe we'd see more calm, secure dogs, possibly putting a whole lot of animal-related industries out of work. And right there, that could be the problem, you know? As a side note, keep in mind that the dam and sire both need to be clear for each generation for us to see healthier and healthier animals, not just one parent, but both. I would invite you to go check out Pottinger's cat study. And while it was on cats, cats and dogs are both carnivores. So the same would hold true. It's been said that dogs are, you know, they're not necessarily obligate the way cats are, and that means obligated to eat meat, raw meat and bones, but that is not true. They're both obligate. They're both scavengers. And the wild will prove that. In the wild, you can find a lot of answers you won't find when man steps in and starts to tweak it to his own agenda. So that said, Ezra has definitely exhibited many of the rabies miasm symptoms. In the blog post that I wrote about this topic, you will find a link to rabies miasm symptoms. And you're going to find, if you did a search, you're going to find debunking from the conventional side. Natural health knows otherwise. Read and learn and see and make up your own mind. So Ezra also had some mineral deficiencies. And my colleague and I, who I used to do Animal Talk Naturally with, the former podcast, she and I wrote an article for Animal Wellness Magazine way back. It was for their pet food one that they send out. are used to put out annually. This was in the early years. We wrote this, gosh, I don't remember if it was like 2006 or something that we wrote that article. And that could shed some light for you on mineral deficiencies and how to recognize those. So this was what in part was affecting Ezra's eyesight, among other things, when he got here. We could tell. I mean, he just wasn't seeing things that he ought to have been. My colleague who also lives in the same Tennessee area, the one I mentioned, Sarah, who lives in the same Tennessee area he came from, she said that their soils are more mineral deficient than the soils here in the Southwest. It had to do a lot with the rains and a whole lot of other things. She was a former organic farmer, so I think she's really quite versed in. So anyway, when Ezra first got here, he used to dig a lot. And there's nothing abnormal about that for dogs. I mean, my Great Dane Meshach, he used to dig trenches and lay in them. I'll tell you, they could do some damage, I'll tell you. But that, I mean, dogs are naturally diggers. But Ezra also used to eat the soil here a lot. And I haven't ever had a dog do that until now. He doesn't do it so much anymore, but he used to do it all the time. I used to think it looked like archaeological digs in my backyard. And we're talking my native yard, not my landscaped yard. Oh, he would do it there too if we let him. But anyway, another topic. So we supplemented him with mineral essence, which is a liquid ionized mineral supplement infused with essential oils by Young Living. And now we just use a bit of good quality salt like Himalayan or black lava or the red alea, which is Hawaiian, not regular table salt. Could use Celtic. There's a lot of different ones you could use, but we just use a little of that. And it's really, his eyesight has improved like 100% as well as his other visible issues. And you can probably tell from this week's topic that I'm trying to, you know, just help you with some various things. And we will get to the dancing. This is a dance. To me, health is and ought to be a symphony, a dance, but it's often dissonant nowadays because we aren't doing things that are helping the body to be well. We're actually setting ourselves up for ill health and our pets. So Ezra really is quite a beautiful specimen to behold. And that is a consensus that I get from everybody when I share his pictures. They always just say, God, he is just stunning. I would say, yeah, I would have to agree with that. And he naturally stacks himself as if he's in his own show ring. It's just a natural, the way he stands. It's really beautiful. His top line's gorgeous. His gait and movement is very fluid. It's like he's gliding when he trots. And it's so much so we call him Prancer Boy or Prancy Boy. I call him both Prancer Boy and Prancy Boy. And when he's in a full-on run, his agility is totally off the charts and always has been. He amazed us when we first got him. This little bitty dude just scooting like he could was unreal. So he'd be great in agility trials if that was my thing. I think a lot of times this puppy would have been better with somebody else, but he's with me and he's teaching me a ton. So I've used essential oils, the Young Living essential oils, with him since he arrived here and for a variety of things, but most especially for this miasm. Well, he has somewhat improved. He still has really such extreme and although inconsistent reactions to weird things like running water, thunder, loud noises. If he hears a loud truck driving down the road, like because we have dirt roads, they come and grade our roads. If he hears the garage door going up when my husband returns from somewhere or one of us does, and he goes bonkers, he makes just any kind of a sudden noise. But during thunder, oh my goodness, wow, that is probably the worst. Or even if we're watching movies that we have, you know, that have loud sound effects and stuff in them, that can freak him out too. Other normal household sounds like the ice maker from the refrigerator or the dishwasher. So that's why I decided to go for some extra help with him using homeopathy to clear his timeline, which is his generational history, that epigenetic damage that damaged the DNA stuff that was passed on. You've heard me mention Dr. Doug Corrigan a lot too, and he has a great course on the DNA, and I will link to that with this. My colleague also uses essential oils, but homeopathy is her primary specialty, and she has helped a lot of both people and her own animals and others' animals with this, the way she practices it. For me, this has worked far better than any of the classical approach. There's those who would disagree with me strongly, and I've lost a veterinarian or two friend over it, but you know, it is what it is, right? It's proved out for me. Anyway, we're currently in the process of clearing Ezra for that inherited damage. And she has recently figured out a constitutional remedy for him, and then a miasm remedy, a general miasm, because we all have these miasms, humans, yes, and animals alike. We have more than the animals. So she says I could go ahead and treat myself along with him, because obviously my own issues affect him. He, like I've said before, they're like a kidney for us. So they have no filter against us and all of our stuff. And we know that thoughts are energy. So that is translating to him. And he's really, really like a Velcro dog for me. So he's picking up on some of my issues. So I need that help as well. What the constitutional remedy is for him is, it means that it's according to his own unique personality, if you aren't familiar with homeopathy, for either acute or chronic care. So during thunder and lightning storms, Ezra escalates to this yodeling, howling, barking, frantic, pacing, dilated eyes reaction. And those of you who have noise reactive dogs probably have seen this happen. He's the first one I've ever had that had this extreme. My golden retriever Fridge did. His was nothing like this. So in order to calm Ezra down, I have this protocol that I started doing that helped a lot. This is also why I decided to go deeper and why I wanted to share with you what God told me to do, which was really interesting. So I started by applying, and this is what I do. I start by applying a drop of each oil or blend, because he's now used to the oils. He isn't in love with them, just like my dog Shotzi wasn't. Shotzi came to enjoy them the longer she was with me. And I'm very gentle with how I do it with them. I'll apply to me and then apply on him, things like that. But during this, I put a drop in my hand, activate it, and then apply to him. So I would start with Valor, which is what he needs in that moment. And then I go to the Grounding. Now, I found these two blends are amazing for dogs. Then I wait a few minutes, and then I will apply some Valerian, and then Vetiver. And I want to add here again, just be aware, I am only using and referring to Young Living essential oils here. If you choose to use others, then go at your own risk. I'm just going to say that here. All oils are not created equal. So also keep in mind, this is what I do for my own dog. I do this for him and have done this with each one of mine because I researched and trial and error to find what works for my dog. So hopefully this will just give you some ideas. Now refer back to the podcast that I did called White Light, and you'll know more about that particular oil blend as well. And I will link to it for you with this podcast. But I still apply that blend to him before night too. I still anoint him with that, with our Black Knight, Fierce Seer in the Night, Receive the White Light thing that I say to him as I'm applying it. And Young Living also has a set of different CBD oils, the kind you can rub on and roll. And also they have a Calm CBD roll-on blend for people. So I did order that to try on him. I've only used it on him once or twice now to see if it helps. And I've mostly, if anything, I'm using it on me so I can stay calm during his episodes. Lastly, what I do is I turn on the Whole Tone Sleep Machine. And you guys, in the blog post, these things are all linked, so don't worry about that. And that is music that's at this frequency that's so calming that there have been times when that is the only thing that has totally calmed him down within like 30 seconds. It's amazing to watch him completely just calm down when we put that music on. So they have an animal-specific one also, which I do have, but this one works better for Ezra. Plus, it calms all of us in the house down. You know, it is really pretty stressful when one person or dog is freaking out in the home, as anyone knows. We've also invested in an earth calm machine to help offset some of the electrical magnetic fields in our home. And you can learn more on that in a post I wrote. Again, linked. These are all linked. You guys can do your research. I'm not going to give you all the stuff here. I would be here for hours. But the earth calm machine has helped. We got that to see if that would help, because a lot of dogs are becoming reactive to the so much electrical magnetic fields in our homes with Wi-Fi. We've seen people where when they've gotten that under control, and when you read on the Earth Calm website about this, there's been a couple of testimonies where they said their dogs completely returned to normal once they started using this to offset the EMFs. You'll see this poo-pooed out there. Hey, all I know is what I know. All right. And I believe that these things are very detrimental to our health. Another essential oil that's from our Ecuadorian farm in Young Living, I accidentally began using this particular oil, Palo Santo essential oil, on Ezra. I was getting some to put into my diffuser due to all the smoke drift that has been coming in here from the massive fires burning on the West Coast. And they've been drifting down into our area ever since, the whole, like, daily. So Ezra came up to me to sniff it, and then he licked the drop from my hand, which really surprised me. So I did some research on that oil to refresh my memory on all the benefits, and it's considered the South American equivalent of frankincense. So it's a very spiritual oil used there. It's like a clearing. It helps clear the negative energy. It might sound real new agey to some of you. It's not intended to. They're just are these things around us, you know, call it what you want to, the principalities of darkness, get them out. So I encourage you to look into that and see what you can learn. And I have linked to these so that you guys can learn. Sometimes this might be the only oil I grab from, or it might just be grounding. Sometimes it might just be valor. It just depends on how extreme the circumstances. We haven't had rain since I first wrote this. So yeah, it was interesting that I was able to get to this so that I could share this with you guys. So while that might seem like I have to do a lot of things, it's been trial and error over months looking for a solution that we can all live with, the operative word being live, and some harmony and some calmness. He has been a very challenging dog. So it's really no fun for him either, though, but it sure isn't fun for us. And it's definitely not fun for our other dog, King. We'd all just want the calmness to come back. So that's why I sought guided help through my friend recently. And another reason is because she's not emotionally attached to this whole situation or even the outcome. She simply just wants to help me and Ezra, the whole family, really. And she did help me clearing King and Shotzi from their timelines as well, because they were not naturally reared. They had been conventionally reared. So when they came to us, we had a lot of clearing to do. And it really, really made a difference for both dogs. So I'm excited about what this is going to do. And it's a process, you guys. It does take a while to get that timeline cleared out. Probably two or three months, depending on what all your dog needs to go through. And you want to go slow because you don't want the detox to happen all at once. I mean, it can look really worse. One of the things I teach in my wellness course is a lot about the detoxification process, because people have been known to think, hey, this natural health stuff doesn't work. My dog's worse than before, when the dog is more energetic and alert, because they are detoxing. Detoxification can look like a mess until you come through it. You have to come through it. That's why God tells us he walks through it with us. With us through these things. He doesn't take us out of it, because you got to go through that process. Really, sometimes getting guided help is often better than trying to go it alone. And that's why I did this. I really love helping people learn a natural lifestyle. I'm all about the whole health lifestyle and being proactive and promoting health, which is sometimes that's all a dog or a person needs to realize their true wellness. So that's my focus in how I help people. And yes, I've helped them when they've been ill, but I mostly just guide them to get the answers themselves. That way they own it. So this is what I'm helping you with this. This is why I'm sharing this with you. So some people and animals, though, need much more, such as Ezra and me. And I do realize, as I've said throughout this podcast, that Ezra is super attached to me. So yes, I am part of the issue here. And I am working on that as well, big time, spiritually, primarily with God. That's where the issues are. So that leads me to the newest and most fun part of all of us, the dancing with my dogs, which is something I've always loved doing anyway. So during this time, when we were having these thunderstorms, and we knew they were going to be hitting us almost daily, which we're always grateful for here in the desert, I began praying for a really viable solution while walking in the morning with God and Ezra. And Holy Spirit whispered to me in his always still quiet voice, one word, dance. I responded, dance? I do dance when I can. And he said, no, dance during the storm. And I kind of thought, well, maybe he was reading that quote to me about dancing in the storms. And he wasn't reading it. He created it. So I thought about that a lot during that particular day. And then I posed it to my husband, and he said, well, it sure couldn't hurt, and it would be fun for all of us. And that's exactly what happened. It became such a fun time. I did the regular protocol for Ezra with the oils when the thunder started, and he was so agitated. So we immediately went to get music, not the whole tones calming music, but the music where we could dance and sing and have a good time. And my husband was pretty entertained too, I guess. Ezra and King both during this, because I was dancing and singing, having a real, and it was really good for me. They became fascinated by all my dancing around and singing, that they begin to play with each other. And then every now and then pause and just look at me, and King's head's going side and side, and he'd see me, but I guess with the utter abandon, he wasn't used to, hadn't seen me do that in a while, especially since Ezra arrived. It's been an interesting journey. Have I said that like 50,000 times before? I guess I'm good entertainment. So before long, the thunder ended, but the rain continued, and Ezra only barked a few times, and he didn't get in that panic, dilated eyes, frantic pacing either at all. So the next night, because we had thunderstorms again, we repeated this again. Same outcome. It was really, in fact, he was calm. So you see how smart and simple God keeps things? We complicate it all. And he knows that it is a distraction, until eventually every time there's thunder and lightning, Ezra will think, yay, it's party time, time to dance and have fun. Woo! So that's, anyway, my interpretation of it all, since I love to dance and sing, even though I can't really sing. It sounds like a game plan to me. So I do have a page that if you want to learn more about the essential oils, you can go to that. Like I said, everything's linked in the blog post. So just go to that one link in the show notes. And then I'm linking a couple of podcasts there too. And an article, like I told you, by, he's a musician named Mike Donkers, who gives you a very basic overview of pleomorphism and how to see the difference between this germ theory and really how the body works. Okay, so it's really awesome. Yeah, and it's interesting. He's a musician, but a lot of my first listeners to my first podcast were musicians. So I've learned a lot from them, and I get to incorporate some of their work into what I do, because health is a symphony. Health is music. That's why I use it so much in what I teach. The frequencies, God's voice, it's all a frequency. It's all a vibration. And we want to vibrate in a harmony of health. And so what we want to do is bring the body into harmony. When it's out of harmony or in dissonance is when we're ill, when our pets are ill. So I link to all of that stuff. And please note this, and I'm going to caution you again, that every single dog is unique. So what may work well for Ezra and me may not for you, but I hope, you know, that it will give you some ideas. And all I know is I obeyed God, and that was the best solution for us so far. I just really hope that it gives you some encouragement and some ideas that you may be able to implement to help your noise reactive dog. And I've also linked to Sarah's Academia's page and her Facebook, because she doesn't have a website, but you can connect with her one of those places, or just ask me and I'll get her email to you. I'm going to link to a show called Free Wellness Naturally, and it's about the singing, dancing, hugging, all the things we can do for free to help us and our animals be well. All right then. And so until next time, remember, when you know the truth, when you know him, then the truth will make you free.
Thank you for listening, and be well, yo. Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health just as your soul prospers. 3 John 1:2. Visit my website at aspenbloompetcare.com to read the blog and the articles, to become part of my essential oils team, and just to learn more. The Doggone Truth Podcast is a production of Aspen Bloom. All rights reserved and may not be resold or utilized in any way without express written permission by Aspen Bloom and Dr. Kim Bloomer. The information I share represents what I, an animal naturopath and an independent distributor of Young Living Essential Oils, have chosen to do to take charge of my own personal health and that of my family and pets. Information learned here is for educational and informational purposes only. It is not meant to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, but rather to motivate you to make your own health care and dietary decisions and those of your pets, based upon your own research and in partnership with your health care providers. I encourage you to dig in and make your own informed decisions through your own personal responsibility, research, application, and due diligence. Thank you.